Blog Talk Radio.
I'm future focused, cause I look in the mirror. 2020 vision, see myself more clearer. Face trials and many errors, but Lord, you never let me down. And for that notice, I'm better now. Even once the folks wanted to kill me out, fear had to go, so they worry and doubt. I bounce back, you can't count me out.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. Welcome back, you guys. I know that I missed last week, but I had to participate in our holy convocation and not participate. I didn't have any duties to do, but it was our holy convocation. So I went to our head church to go to some of the services, and that was why I was not on the air last week. But I'm back this week, and I don't have a guest. It's just me. And so you know when it's just me, you know what's going to happen. I'm going to discuss something that is either weighing on me or that is something that I have dealt with or is dealing with. This week we're going to be talking about surviving your process. And this subject is something that I am dealing with now, learning how to survive through my process. That's why I wanted to talk about it tonight, because I'm not out of my process. I'm currently still in it. And I believe that this will be helpful to a lot of people, because, you know, we go through different transitions and different things. And a lot of times we feel like we're done with it. We've come out of that. And then we think that, okay, it's over, but then here comes something else. So, you know, I'm not wasting any time tonight, because, you know, usually when I don't have a guest and it's just me, I'll get on and I'll talk. And once I say what I have to say, then I'm off the air. It doesn't matter if the show is an hour, hour and a half, even if it's 30 minutes, I share what is laid on my heart. And then I'm, you know, I end the show. The song that was playing before, I forget, the song that was playing in the beginning of the show was Whole Life by Zion, and she was a guest on the show a few weeks ago, and at the end of the show, I'll play another one of her songs. She's an awesome, awesome young lady who loves the Lord, and she's reaching this generation through her music, through poetry, and through just her life living. So I wanted to give a shout-out to her. I've been playing her music on the beginning and the end of each show because, you know, just for recognition and because I love the music and, you know, just so people can hear who she is. So, you know, you guys go check her out. You can buy her single on Amazon. That is Whole Life by Zion. And also at the end of the show, you'll hear God is Good. And that one you can also buy on Amazon. So to jump right into the topic, I won't be up here long. I'm just going to share with you what's going on with Michelle G. For the last almost 2 years now, my life has been in one big, huge, I don't even know how to describe it. It's been in one big, huge transition. And what I thought when I was transitioning last year, if you can remember, I went through a period that I took a sabbatical from the show because I was going through some things emotionally. But I came back on and I explained all that to you guys, what I was dealing with, what I was going through. And I explained all that to you guys. So now I am, you know, I was done. I had transitioned from that part of my life. Okay, then I'm moving on, you know, things going on an up level right now. And then the next thing I know, I'm going through another transition. Get through that one, and then, you know, it's like I hit another transition. And if you can remember, about a few months back, I did a show about closing a chapter in this book called Life. And I transitioned from a career, the career I had for 12 years, to another job. And so that was another transition. So right now it just seems as though God is transitioning everything in my life, from relationship, which is where it began, going through relationships, jobs, career, different, you know, even in ministry. I've just been transitioning. And I realized, I thought that, okay, it was all done. But then I realized, no, that was just one phase of it. And sometimes when you're going through stuff like that, it's hard. It's hard to go. It's hard to go through, because you think that things are going one way, and you're ready to pick up the pieces after you come through one transition. You come through and you're ready to get started, hit the ground running, and keep going. And then here comes another transition. So in this transition, people have fell off. People have, relationships have been severed. Different things have happened. And I realized that it's all a part of my process. Of God getting me where He needs me to be, so that I can be effective in where He needs me to be effective in. A lot of times we go through different things, and we think because stuff is coming through and stuff is working out, we feel like that everything is good and where we're supposed to be. And then you get hit with another transition or another part of your process, and you're like, well, wait a minute, was what I was doing not what I was supposed to be doing? And it doesn't mean that what you were doing was not what you were supposed to be doing. It just means that now it's time for you to step it up. And I can speak for myself, because it's time for me to step it up. It's time for me to step up with everything in every area of my life. It's time for me to step it up, because to much is given, much is required. And I always talk about how I wear many hats. I do wear many hats. I have different things that I do, you know, being an elder. You know, I work a full-time job. I'm a mom. I'm an entrepreneur. I own my own business. I have a T-shirt line. I'm an aromatherapist. I am certified in herbs and supplements, and currently working on another, you know, two more certifications. And you know, so it's all, I wear all these hats, and that's good, but it's still time for me to step it up. I'm the host of the Be Inspired with Michelle G show, but the Be Inspired with Michelle G show can go to another level. And these are the things that God is working on me while I'm going through this process. I'm transitioning from one part to another part. And, you know, I say it all the time, and it's easier said, you know, when you're saying it. And then when you have to, the reality of it hits you, then it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I say it all the time, change is necessary. It's uncomfortable, but it's necessary. And it's one thing when you say it out of your mouth, but then when you have to go through that change and you get into that uncomfortable spot, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, and it brings you back to reality. I still believe that there is no growth without change. And I do believe that change is necessary. And now I know for sure, if I didn't know before, that change is uncomfortable. So, you know, right now, I want to just encourage someone tonight, because I'm sure that I'm not the only person who is going through a transition, who, you know, who's going through their process. And you know, in my process, I realized that all this transitioning that I've been doing and that my life has been doing is just a part of my process. and it's just a part of my process. So all of this is just a part of my process. So I had to take a step back and look at it, because it doesn't feel comfortable sometimes. Sometimes you can go through a transition like, whoo, you know, that was good, you know, and it's easy going, you know, you transition, and sometimes you know that it's coming. Now, the transition from my career of 12 years to the job I have now, I knew was coming. I didn't know that it would be to the job that I have now, but I knew that I was going to be transitioning from the career I had had for 12 years. I knew I was going to be transitioning. Didn't exactly know when, until God revealed to me at the beginning of the school year last year, you know, through someone else, that I was going to be transitioning on out of the school system. And then it became clear when. It became clear that it was coming soon, and it was going to be, you know, at, you know, during a period of time. But some transitions, you know, and you can kind of prepare for. But even in preparing, if you can remember back to my show that I did, closing a chapter on this in this book called Life, even then, although I knew it was coming, it was expected, I had been praying different things, it still was an emotional time for me. And so it made me think, can you really be prepared for a transition? Even if you know it's coming, can you really be prepared for it? Like, I mean, you can know it's coming and get yourself said, okay, you're going to be transitioning, but emotionally, can you be prepared for it? Because some of the emotions I felt, I didn't think I was going to feel, because I knew it was coming. It was something that I had been looking forward to. So I didn't know, you know, I didn't expect the emotions that I had afterwards. So it made me think, can you really be prepared for the transition, even if you know it's coming? Transition is a part of life as well as change, especially if you're growing and you're in a forward movement. Not only that, you know, there's a time in your life when your mindset is set that you want to live how God wants you to live, and you want to do what God has called you to do. You want to serve the purpose that God has given you to serve. Then the moment you come to that realization, the moment you accept and say, okay, the moment you raise your hand in complete surrender and say, okay, God, your will, not my will, then get prepared. Get prepared, because it's coming. Transition is coming. Processing is coming. And this is the part where things will be revealed, and you'll see who's for you. You'll see who's not for you. The people, you know, some people that you are close to, not that they're not for you, it's just that they can't go where you're going and where God is taking you. They have to, you know, that relationship is cut off. That's when all these things happen. And I said it one time before. I don't remember what show, but I said it one time before that, you know, we pray for different things and we ask God for different things, but are we really ready for them? Are we really ready for what we're asking God for? And so what I've come to talk about really tonight is how, you know, surviving that process, surviving your process. How am I surviving what I'm going through, especially when my life is in, I want to be, let's see, I'm trying to find the right words. Okay, surviving my process. How am I surviving my process? Whew, that's kind of a weighted question, a weighted statement. But it's important to talk about, because, of course, it's the title of this show. But surviving my process, and how you survive your process. You survive your process by staying in the face of God. You survive your process by seeking Him. getting more into your word. You survived your process by getting quiet and listening. For the last, and I had this happen to me one time before when I needed to hear from God. I told you guys about this before. It's important to have quiet time. That time when you can just get quiet and you can hear from God. Now, for me, the quietest time that I have in my sometimes chaotic life is on my drive to work and on my drive from work. That's the quietest time sometimes that I have. So for me, a lot of times, that's my time. I sit and I pray and I commune with God, and I'm praying in the morning on my way to work. And then in the afternoons, I'm praying and talking to the Lord on my way back home. And I had to do this one time before because I really needed to hear from God. If you know me, you know that I love music. I love all kinds of music. I listen to rap and you can get my card at any given time, usually, and you'll hear, you know, R&B. You'll hear different things because I love music. You know, I love gospel music. I love gospel rap. I just love music. I'll listen to country if it's a nice song that I like. So I love music, but I had to shut my radio off. And I had to shut my radio off at one time before, but right now I'm in a place where I know that God wants to talk to me, and I need to hear him. So I don't need any extra outside noises to distract me, to pull me from that, to get me off track. I need to hear him and hear him clearly. So for the last 3 weeks, I haven't had my radio on in my car. I just ride in silence. I talk to God. And then I just ride in silence and listen to what he has to say. How do you survive your process? Stay in God's face. Stay in a position to where when he speaks, you can hear him. And you can hear him clearly. So you'll know which direction you should go, which way you should, what is it that he wants you to do. And then things will begin to be more clear to you. Okay, Lord. All right, I started this transition. I know you got me transitioning. I know you have me in this process. And in the beginning, sometimes when you're beginning the transition and things are going on and stuff is, you're dealing with different things. Your children may be acting up and everything seems like your whole life is upside down. Nothing is going the way it should be going. You've got a battle over here. You got a battle here. You got a battle at home. You have to battle at work. You got a battle here. Every time you go, everywhere you turn, it's like there's a battle all the way around you. And sometimes it'll make you feel like, okay, you know what? I'm just walking away from this. This is, and you've heard me say this before because I've said it to God before when I was going through this transition last year with the relationship and things were ending and all that. I said, Lord, you know what? This is for the birds. I'm done. I don't understand it. I don't know if I can handle this. I'm done with this. And I've said that before, but just when I wanted to throw in the towel, something in me wouldn't let me throw in the towel. And I know now that that was the purpose, the destiny that God has placed inside me. That would not let me throw in the towel. So after I had my little pity party, I picked myself up, dusted myself off, and I started following what I was speaking the whole time. I started seeking God. I started praying even the more. I started getting quiet and hearing him. And then I recognized, okay, this is part of my process. Because sometimes in the beginning, stuff is going on so much and everything seems so chaotic, you don't even realize what's going on. You're hurt because this person's no longer, a part of your life. You're angry because this, and this. You don't really recognize what's going on. That's the importance of seeking God. That's the importance of staying in his face. That's the importance of getting quiet so that you can hear. Because I'm going to tell you how I have survived and been surviving my process. And this has been a long process. And I to tell you, no, I was like, Lord, you know, and it was just a few weeks ago. I said, and this is how I, and it may seem comical to some of you, but I can only be me. And just, you know, and I'm me all the time. So I'm standing there and I'm going through some stuff. Stuff is going on all around me. And I look up, you know, I look up and talk to God. You know, I look up in the sky. You know, I don't know how many of you guys do that, but I looked up and I said, now, Lord, you don't see this stuff going on right here? I said, you don't see what's happening? Like, I don't, this right here, you ain't see that? And that's what I said. And I know the Lord was probably sitting up there like, this child right here. But that's how I was talking. You know, that's how I talk to God. Not all the time, don't get me wrong. But sometimes, you know, I just talk to him like Michelle, you know. And I'm like, Lord, you don't see all this. Because it's like so much stuff going on. It's like, Lord, where are you? Where are you in this? Where? Come on now, you don't see this? You don't see this right here just happened? You don't, you know. And that's the way I was at some point. It was actually, I would say about 2.5 weeks ago, I was there. So I had to slow down. And a lot of times it takes us just slowing down. It takes us slowing down, taking that deep breath, getting quiet and listen. And then when I slowed down and started listening, I turned my radio off. I started to see, okay, you know what? This is a part of the process. This is a part of my process. I understand now. Now I understand this part right here. Okay, God, I see you trying to get me over here. Okay. All right. I understand. Okay. This is, you know, now, God, I don't understand it. And maybe it's not for me to understand right now. But God, give me wisdom on how to handle the things that I'm having to deal with now. He give me wisdom to help me through this process, surviving the process, even when it seems like you're not going to survive, even when it seems like you're not going to survive, trust your process. And I've said this before, trust your process. And I don't know about you, but I know my circle, my little circle, I don't have a big circle, my little circle, usually when one of us is going through, all of us are going through. Not just because we can feel when each other are going through, but because that's usually how it happens. We're not all going through the same thing, but we're all going through at the same time. So then during that time, even though we know that we're there for each other, at that time we're all kind of like off to ourselves dealing with our own personal processes. Because you know that this one is going through, so I don't want to call them. You know, you get to that point, you're like, I don't want to call them and put this on them because I know they're going through. And then you don't want to call that one, and then they don't want to call you because it's like, oh, I know, you know, she going through. So if you're in that position or you can understand and can relate to me, I can't see you, but raise your hand if you can relate, because that's how my circle works. And then eventually we come together, we, you know, we talk it out or cry it out, and, you know, we'll talk to each other. But that's why it's important to know for yourself how to go to God in prayer, to know for yourself how to go to your word. And if you're new, getting into the word, and you don't know what's going on, then say, Lord, show me what I need to read to get encouragement. Lord, guide me to what I need to read tonight. When you get ready to read the word, and the Holy Spirit will take you right where you need to be. Everything we need is in the word. So that's why when you know, not that your friends have turned their back on you, but when you don't have the words to explain to them, and they don't have the words to comfort you at that time, that's why it's important to have that relationship with God. So you'll know. That's when it's important to know how to lay on your face and seek his face. That's when it's important to know, okay, I need to be quiet because I need to hear God. I need direction. That's how you survive your process. That's how you survive. That's how you survive your process. So, I don't know who this helped. I hope it helped someone. But that's where I am right now. The Be Inspired with Michelle G show is not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere unless God says so. But I believe that God has created this platform for just this purpose, for me to inspire, to motivate, and to encourage others, and for others to be inspired. So because of that, I know this platform isn't going anywhere unless God, like I said, unless God say so. But it's time for me to step up. It's time for me to step up in every area of my life because there's something that God wants me to do. So I ask all the Be Inspired listeners nationwide to have a little bit of patience with me while I step up the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. We're not going anywhere. Actually, we'll be celebrating in January 2 years, because December the 1st, it'll soon be December the 1st will be 2 years I've been on the air, and I'm still going. But it's time to step it up. So as I go through my transition, while my whole life is shifting and transitioning, and I'm surviving my process, survive your process. Don't give up. Even when it seems like you have nowhere to turn, you don't understand, it seems chaotic, there is no sense in any of it, you don't understand it, trust your process. You will survive it, and you'll be all the better for it. You'll be all the better for the process. You'll be all the better for making it through. Remember, seek God. Seek God. Read your word. Get on your face and lay prostrate before the Lord and just let him. Don't be so quick to get up. Now, don't get me wrong. You don't have to say a big, elaborate prayer. God knows your heart, but use the words that you have. Don't try to hide your feelings. Just use the words you have so that God knows. And then get quiet so you can hear him. And then think and pay attention. Pay attention, because then you'll begin to see, and God will begin to reveal to you, not the whole process maybe. I don't know what his plan is for you, but for me, he hasn't revealed everything, but he's let me know, and now I can see clearly, okay, this is why that had to happen, or this is why I'm going through this. Now I understand, you know, and then you'll understand when you don't know what it is that you're going through. You'll understand, okay, this is part of my process. And be prepared. And when I say be prepared, I'm not saying that you'll be prepared. You know, you can be ready for the emotion. You can be ready for all that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is be ready to work. Let God process you. Because through this process, he's getting you ready for something. And like I said, I wanted to throw in the towel. I was done. So I'm like, this right here, nuh-uh, not doing it. But then I had to realize I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. I don't have a choice but to serve God. I don't have a choice but to serve my purpose. And you guys have heard me say this, and I get not emotional, but I get excited in my spirit, because I want to reach every person that is attached to the yes that I gave God. When I gave God a yes, yes, Lord, to your will, yes, to your way, yes, I'll obey, Lord, yes, I'll preach your word in season and out of season, yes, Lord, when I gave God a yes, there are certain people who are attached to that yes. And I want to reach every single one of them. When I've done that and I've served my purpose, then I'm good. I'm good. So you all have to understand that this thing is serious. Your processing is serious. It doesn't, it feels the way it feels because it's not to be taken lightly. Let God prune you off. Prune off the people who don't need to be there. Let God, shape you. Let him mold you. Let him mold you. You will be all the better for it. All the better for it. So, as I close tonight, I just want to say to you all, you can survive your process. If you're going through a transition right now, don't give up right through here. Don't give up right through here. You'll make it through. You'll make it through. Let God do what he does. Let him do what only he can do. You do what you can, and God will do everything that you can't, and then some. So let God do what only God can do. Let him work it out. Let him prune people. Let him, remove those things that you don't need. Let him add those things that you need. Let him open the doors that need to be opened. Let him close the doors that need to be closed. Let him make the connections that you need to be connected to. That's why it's important. Again, and I'll repeat this again, because it's important that you all hear this. You can survive this transition. You can survive your process if you seek him. Read the word. Get quiet and listen to what he has to say. And when he gives you the instructions, there's so much power in obedience and following the instructions. Follow the instructions. It may not make sense to you, but God knows what he's doing. We don't have to understand. We just have to trust God. So if he tell you move, you just move. If he tell you, okay, I need you to go do this right here, you go do that right there. It may not make sense. Lord, I don't know how these people may not receive me. Lord, I don't understand. It's not for you to understand everything. Just obey and follow the instructions, and you will survive your process. I promise you, you'll survive your process. It's not biblical, but God doesn't put, we say it all the time, God doesn't put more on you than you can bear. And that means what he puts you through, and your processing, what he processes you through. He processes you through it because he knows you can take it. So you will survive your process. You'll survive it. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to work it out. Stop trying to figure out, okay, I need to do this, that, and the other. No, you just need to do exactly what God told you to do, how he told you to do it, and when he told you to do it, and with whom he may have told you, connected you to do it. That's all you need to do. Follow the instructions. Or you can interchange that word, the instructions, the blueprint, the strategy he gives you. Follow what he gives you, and you'll never go wrong. You'll survive the process. It's not comfortable. It's different. You're going to grow in this process, and you will survive. You will survive. And trust me, this show tonight, as is a lot of my shows when it's just me, is to help you all, and it's to help myself too, because I'm in a process. I'm in a process. And I just want to share that with you guys. I just want to share that with you guys tonight, because I know that over this nation, I'm not the only person that is going through a process. I'm not the only one. And this is how I'm surviving. And I know that it will help you all survive as well. I thank you all for listening. Thank you all for riding with me through my process. Thank you for riding with me through my process. Thank you. It means a lot. I appreciate and I love all of you who just, you know, you're dedicated and you're loyal to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. The Be Inspired with Michelle G Show is stepping up, you guys. So be prepared. Be prepared. Continue to listen. Continue to tune in. I'll be here next week. It's Halloween, so I don't celebrate Halloween, but I probably won't be on here for a very long time. So with that being said, I won't be on here for a long time. I more than likely will not have a guest. It'll be me. Don't know what I'm going to share. I'm going to share whatever God lays on my heart to share. But you guys be prepared. Look out and get ready for the step up. Get ready for the step up. I'm going to leave you guys tonight, but I hope and I pray, as always with every show, that someone was inspired, that someone was motivated, that someone is encouraged and know that they can survive and they will survive their process. And I pray that someone was inspired by what I said and what I shared tonight. I hope all of that made sense to you all. Because sometimes I don't have notes. I just speak from my heart and what I'm going through. And I pray that it made sense to you all. I believe it did. Everybody may not get it, but then it wasn't for everybody. For those who got it, it was for you. So you guys, thank you once again. I'm going to end the show and play a little bit of God is Good. And I want you guys to tune in next week, 6:30. And for another Be Inspired episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. So you guys, I am excited. I know throughout this show tonight, I was talking about process, but trust me, from what I feel and see where God has taken me, this show and the different things in my life, I'm excited. I'm truly excited. So you guys just stay tuned. You guys stay tuned. As it comes to me and I'm allowed to share, I'll share with you all. Just know that, you know, I'm excited. So with all of that being said, you guys, I'm going to end the show with a little bit of Zion's God is Good. I thank you all again for tuning in. Tune in next week, beginning at 6:30. I love you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, good night and be blessed.
That is good.
God is all the time, he is good. God is good all the time, he is good. God is all the time, he is good. God is good all the time, he is good.
God is good all the time, every day on my mind. All the time you are good, spreading love through the hood. Coming with the X and O's when everybody's telling you no. Never ever lose your faith, warrior, keep running this race. One time they can't stop ya, two times call on the Father, three times Holy Spirit. Speaking to me, I see clearly, I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful. I said I shouldn't be here, I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful. I said I shouldn't be here.
God is all the time, he is good. God is good all the time, he is good.
Can you not give praise to the true and living God who never changed? How can you complain when he kept you from going insane? That's why I keep my hands raised. For JC, you could call me great. Mercy and grace
and all the time he is good.